This is the Carolina Panthers' 2026 season preview, and it opens with a fact that sounds like a setup for a joke. The defending NFC South champion is the third betting choice in its own division. Carolina won the South at 8-9, its first division title in a decade, its first playoff trip since 2017, and took the Rams to the final minute of a 34-31 wildcard heartbreaker. The market's answer, plus 310, behind Tampa Bay and behind New Orleans, with a win total of 7.5. That's not disrespect. That's the regression rules quoted as a price. So this episode is about a team caught between two true things. The profile that won this division has historically been rented, not owned, and the front office spent all spring buying the one thing the rules can't repossess. Start with what was real, and be honest about how little of the record it explains. The offense finished 26th in efficiency, 25th passing, 23rd rushing, converted 37% on third down, 25th, and ranked 24th in red zone touchdown rate. The defense was 23rd in expected points allowed, and its pass rush was the quietest in football, a 21.5% pressure rate, dead last in the league, and 30 sacks, 28th. There were real individual seasons inside that. Tetairoa McMillan arrived as the whole passing game, 70 catches, 1,014 yards, 7 touchdowns as a rookie, the team lead by a mile, and one Offensive Rookie of the Year, per the league's announcement. Rico Dowdle quietly ran for 1,076 yards, 14th in football, on 236 carries, and Bryce Young turned in his best counting season, 3,011 yards, 23 touchdowns against 11 picks in 16 games. But the efficiency file on Young is the tell for everything that follows. 28th of 36 qualifiers in adjusted net yards per attempt, 21st in completion percentage over expected, at basically zero. A 26th ranked offense and a 23rd ranked defense do not usually produce a division title. Which brings us to how this one did. What was luck? By our 10-year rules, most of the margin. Carolina went 7-3 in one-score games, a 70% rate, above the line where the harshest rule in our data kicks in. Teams that won 65% or more of their one-score games lost about 3 wins on average the next season, and only 11% improved at all. Point differential says this roster played like a 6.5-win team and banked 8. The turnover margin was -3, so there's no hidden rebate coming from that direction either. One-score records carry essentially zero year-over-year signal in our data. The correlation is plus 0.1, and Carolina just posted the same profile that put Denver on the regression clock in our pilot episode. The honest math, strip the coin flips, and this was a 6-7 win team that finished first. The market saw it. 7.5 is a full win above what the team played like, which means the price is already crediting the offseason before a snap is played. The identity, charting data via NFL Verse, explains where the front office aimed. Ejiro Averro's defense was a structure defense without teeth. Zone coverage at the fourth highest rate in football, cover three at the fourth highest rate, a middle-of-the-pack blitz rate, and that dead-last pressure rate underneath it all. Structure travels, pressure has to be bought. On offense, the fingerprint is Dave Canales's run-first system, 28th in pass rate over expected. And here, the continuity check gets interesting. The system stays, but the play calling changed hands in February. Canales handed the call sheet to coordinator Brad Idzik, his own choice, announced at the Combine, and Idzik has never called plays in a regular season game. Our 10-year data says play calling identity is the stickiest thing a team owns, more predictive year over year than anything else we track. Carolina is betting that the identity lives in the system, not the voice. That's usually true when the system's author is still in the building. Usually. What changed is the most direct offseason in the division. They identified the worst number on the team and threw money at it. Jalen Phillips, 4 years and $120 million with 80 guaranteed, is the pass rush bet. Devin Lloyd, 3 years and 45 from Jacksonville, upgrades the second level. The first round pick, Georgia tackle Monroe Freeling at 19, is insurance for the worst injury of the year. Ikem Ekwonu ruptured a patellar tendon in the playoff loss and is expected to miss most, if not all, of the season, per the March reporting, with veterans Rashid Walker and Stone Forsythe signed as bridges. Day 2 added a defensive tackle at 49 and a 6'4 receiver, Chris Brazell, at 83. Kenny Pickett is the new backup. Andy Dalton was traded to Philadelphia. The exits were priced, Dowdle to Pittsburgh, center Cade Mays to Detroit. Jonathan Brooks, two ACL tears in 2 years, has been cleared to practice at 100% per the club. And Young's fifth-year option is exercised, fully guaranteed for 2027, with the long-term extension deliberately parked. Off-field scan, clean. So the 2026 question is Bryce Young, because his charting file is one of the strangest in football. From a clean pocket, protected, on schedule, nothing going wrong, Young ranked 29th of 32 qualifying quarterbacks in efficiency. Under pressure, he ranked 9th. Read that again. He was one of the league's worst quarterbacks when everything worked, and top 10 when everything broke. That inverted profile is the 7-3 one-score record wearing a different costume. Young's chaos football is real, and it wins close games, and our data says you cannot budget for it, because the repeatable part of quarterbacking is the clean pocket part, where he ranked 25th in stable situations overall. The bull case is that the inversion is a stage of development artifact. The club's own framing leans on his one-score composure, and the supporting cast argument writes itself. McMillan in year two, a fixed pass rush, flipping short fields, Brooks, and a first-round tackle restocking the huddle. The bear case is simpler. 29th from a clean pocket is who you are on most snaps, and most snaps are clean. Fantasy names to know. Scored half PPR. McMillan at WR18, pick 42, is priced on the year two leap. He finished WR23 in points per game as a rookie, so the price already assumes growth. The 122 targets say the volume is real. Chuba Hubbard at RB27, pick 74, inherits a genuinely open room, 511 yards in 15 games last year, with Dowdle's 236 carries now in Pittsburgh. But Brooks at RB37, pick 109, is drafted like a co-starter and hasn't played since November 2024. That pairing is a talent versus medical coin flip, priced 35 picks apart. Jalen Coker at WR55 got a June extension the club didn't have to give, 33 catches in 11 games, that's a signal. Young at QB26, pick 154, is free if the chaos football keeps cashing. Brazel at WR89 and Jatavion Sanders at TE40 are the deep league names. The verdict. 7.5 is the market charging the one-score bill and then crediting most of it back for the offseason. An honest price for once, which is rare enough to note. Our range is 6-8 wins. The rules say the coin flips leave, the roster says the floor rose, and both are right. What would beat the range is the thing nobody can price. Young's clean pocket rank climbing out of the 20s behind a healthier line while Phillips buys the defense 3 short fields a month. In a division where the favorite just collapsed and the hype team is 6-11, the defending champion at plus 310 is the strangest sentence in football. It's also, by our math, roughly fair. Follow the Carolina Panthers feed for the weekly show. Every game, every number, all season. This was the Muffed 2026 Panthers preview. Every number verified.